영.
首先咧，我为阿 Anna 嘅屋企人一个堂阿哥去世，今年系第三位家人咧去世嘅，咁我哋都特别为佢，都为 Anna 祈祷啦，因为佢承受到几唔少嘅，第一次系佢亲哥哥突然间睡梦中去世，另外一个系个 B B 咧，五个月大，而家呢个。都是他表堂阿哥啦，咁都系啊，都系佢特别为祈祷。今日嘅欢呼咧，引用咗厄厄尔先知嘅说话，好少引用呢个先知嘅，因为呢个先知咧系佢哋充军之后嘅一个先知，讲嘢唔系好多。当时咧就系蝗虫之患，即系呢个大自然嘅一种灾害。咁至于以色列子民咧，都系酋长啦，亦都系咁。当然佢哋都觉得系天主俾佢哋嘅惩罚。你知啦，一个子民唔系一个人，一个人都咁多罪啦，咁多个子民就更加多罪啦，系咪？咁所以佢觉得。点算呢？咁厄厄尔咧有一种安慰嘅说话，佢话至少现在，即系你睇到咁多灾难啦，应全心归向我，即系对天主，唔好觉得天主系为难你。喺呢个记号，佢耶稣嘅群众成日都话：你有咩记号俾我啊？呢个其中嘅记号，你应全心归向我。全心喎，唔系半心。今日嘅福音77次，好清晰嘅呢个宽恕之道，即系无限次。我相信陈父讲过咧，佢开始话系好难，不过祈祷中咧系容易啲。但系当你经验过你自己跌倒过而受宽恕的时候呢，就容易好多。你成世不犯错呢，身边每个人少少的错呢，你要放大好多的。当你自己比他重大的错的时候呢，你根本就受成了。是要感恩的。即是我们不是感恩，我们犯好多错。不是感恩，因为你犯错呢，使你个人谦卑。更加你得到宽恕的话呢，你更加要，除非你觉得你不被宽恕，那你就不宽恕人咯。所以这一点我们跟天主的关系都很重要。我们个人都有我们自己的罪累，我们都全心忏悔，天主都一笔勾销的。如果你是新领洗的话，更加着数，是不是？一生的罪过一次过解都不用告，那就一次过赦免，一笔勾销，耶稣不记得我的罪过。但他需要我们好像他一样慈悲，好像厄厄尔讲的，而至现在你已经全心归向我，不是一本本，你要绝对地的。我们学习这一点，唔好成日觉得我够啦，我行呢步够晒噶啦，仁至义尽噶啦，系咁噶啦，对唔住喎，天主无限仁慈，你系一本半嘅喎，呢个绝不及规格嘅，天主要求我哋行多步噶，你要祈祷嘅就求主俾你力量行多步。不是祈祷都别人改变，就算一世不改变，你都要一世地宽恕他。 耶稣都是这样做了，这个是必然的做法。所以我们不可以停顿，我已经掂了，好清晰了、是不是要另外一个记号呢，才是我们回心转意呢？我觉得 Anna 的家人的归主呢，为我们都可以有记号的。今夕吾躯归故土，他之君体也相同。他三个年纪呢，两个相约啦，但是由 几个月到几十年都有可能发生我们身上。可能我们不要只说哎呀同情当然是，但这个是记号，天主告诉我已经讲了，福音都讲了，不要过分为明天过分担忧、有时真的要用这个方式的。今天晚上我要收你灵魂，你用预备明天起个大的苍林。耶稣说什么？傻人啊，我们就觉得健康嘛，来日方长嘛，看看点先。如果你而家个心唔绝对地对主话我愿意嘅话，你一世都未必会。唔好谂住一阵间我先至同主讲，同天主咧，佢仁慈，但佢俾嘅信息系好清晰嘅，你要时刻噶，即刻传，即刻更新。耶稣来的目的就是让我们认识父的爱，让我们重新用这种精神去面对这个世界嘛。耶稣要他死，他告诉我们我多么爱惜这个世界，爱惜罪人，爱惜得罪他人。在十字架上第一句话就是父啊，求你宽恕他们，因为他们不知道做什么。这个动机挺好的，他得罪你的人，因为他们不知道做什么。你不要经常觉得人家全世界得罪你，有时我们小气呢，那么以后个个都对你不好，可能是善意对你，你听不入耳啫，但不代表罪你不好嘛。所以我们的心眼也很重要，你不习惯用主的个心田去看东西的话呢，让分分钟在那里计较，输给你。你的心不改变呢，你唔改变即系山噶咯，即系开系山。你唔开，你唔开就山。山咧，天主因中唔入啊，唔系天主唔爱你啊，唔爱惜你啊，佢唔帮你啊，佢帮得你之余，你要开个心啊。呢个就问题症结。So today we the gospel acclamation using the word of Joel.The prophet is a small prophet. I mean, small in the sense that it's not, he has no great writings, not as Ezekiel or Isaiah, but still very meaningful. Because by that time, he is after the exile back to Jerusalem. This Joel consoled them because they have lots of calamities.Natural calamities, but then he asked them, and this now you see all these things happen, you have to come to me wholeheartedly. The word wholeheartedly, that's a key word. We have to return, not half-hearted. That's the prodigal son. I have to stand up and go back to the father. He's not just half-hearted, more or less.God expects us straight our hearts. Return to Him wholeheartedly. So we have to ask this special grace that don't keep things from ourselves. We have to forgive 7 times 7. That's very natural, easy to understand. But unless you experience or unless you be wrong even worse than others, but maybe easier to understand how forgiveness is so present, so important. Unless you are forgiven, it's sometimes very difficult to forgive. But we are forgiven by the Lord already. So it's very important that we experience always this connection, relationship with the Lord, then easier to forgive others. And I think most of the time, it's our misunderstanding. Different words, we can't see the motives of the others. Maybe the others, the words hurting you, but perhaps that's all of their good intentions, but we don't take it. We just consider the others is against you, but not always. They're good to you, but sometimes they use a bad word in a sense that not the proper word, and then you're angry with that person for life. That's your stupidity. You don't have an open heart. So let us not ask this special grace. Always open, always forgiving. Start now. Don't think tomorrow. Maybe tonight is the last day. I'm just mentioning Anna, her another brother died this morning. So just pray. This is the third person in the family. So just pray for her.